Today's daf is Masechet Shabbos, daf Kuf Lamed Beis. Today's daf, we learn the principal sources of some of the Torah's mitzvot, whose performance overrides Shabbos observance. These are Bris Milah, Pikuach Nefesh, and there's a parallel Gemara, Masechet Yoma, daf Pei Beis, and the Gemara in Psachim on Ein Zayin Amid Aleph, and on Amid Beis of our own daf, adds a third mitzvah that's Docha Shabbos, override Shabbos, and that's a service in the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Nevinsel in his Chidushim on the Agadat of Shabbos in Chelek Aleph, page Kuf Samech Zayin, is a beautiful idea that these three mitzvos are keneged the three big Averos. First of all, the Avodas HaMikdash, talk about the service in the Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam writes in Mar Nevuchim, Chelek Gimel, Perek Lamed Beis, the whole purpose of the Korbanos was to set us apart from the idolaters. Bris Milah is a contrast with Gilui Arayos. This is also discussed by the Rambam Mor Nevuchim later in Perek Mem Tes. And Rav Bechaye develops this idea in the Perek in Bereishis and Perek Yitzayin that talks about the Bris Milah over there. So finally, Pikuach Nefesh is Keneged Shvichas Damim. That is the opposite idea of saving a life as opposed to taking a life. Therefore, we see these three mitzvos override Shabbos, as Shabbos is the neshama yisera that we all have. So if we must give our lives rather than transgress the big three averos, on the other end of the spectrum, for the big three mitzvos, we must be moser, our neshama yisera, which is Shabbos. The source spot in our Gemara for Bris Milah overriding Shabbos is a pasuk from Vayikra, Perek Yud Beis. Pasuk says, Vayom Hashmini Yimol. The parsha, the drasha on the word Bayom includes, the eighth day of the Bris, includes even Shabbos. Agav, the She'iltos Rav Chai Gaon, Parshas Achrimos, learns out from the extra Vav in the word U Vayom. An interesting lamdus is raised by the Rogachover in Shaus Tshuva Safnas Paneach, Chelek Beis Simen Chav Gimel. We know there's a lacha that if a baby is born and the doctors determine that the baby has jaundice or needs to be kept for other reasons, the bris won't happen on day number 8. The way it works from there is once the doctors give the green light and clean bill of health, 8 days are counted from that point. So let's say if day 8 after that point then falls on Shabbos, the bris does not happen on Shabbos and gets pushed off to Sunday. Only a bris that is be'ito, that actually falls the eighth day after being born, overrides Shabbos. Comes the Rogachov and raises the following chakira. Do we view this halacha that Mila is Docha Shabbos, that it's the Mila Bismana, the general concept that's Mila Bismana, or is it the Chiyuv Lamul Bismana, meaning it's on the individual? In the case of a female Mohelet, which is permitted according to the Rif and Rambam, she herself, woman herself, does not have an obligation to have a bris. According to these Rishonim, she would be permitted to perform a milah. So there's a further chakir in the salacha, and that is how we view the concept of overriding Shabbos for milah, which according to the poskim is tied to the pikuach nefesh issue. The term dechuya, pushed aside, means that we may perform the mitzvah of milah, but dechuya forces us to minimize the level of prohibition that we would transgress, that we would violate in order to do the mitzvah, and so on over there. Whereas when Shabbos is hutra, it's as if Shabbos is not happening at that moment. We have more leeway for leniency. One perspective on this is the Shagas Aryan, Simon Nuntes, who differentiates it by Bikuach Nefesh. It's not something that we want to ever happen, have to happen to be Mechal Shabbos. Therefore, it's Dechuya. It's something that we don't want it to happen. But Mila, it's a Torah imperative to do Mila Bismana. Therefore, it's Hutra. One final application, Rabbi Felder brings in Yisod Yeshurun Chelek Dalet, page Reish Tez Zayin, when he was asked if a Shabbos bris should be delayed because people will be machal Shabbos to prepare or drive to the bris. So he quotes a Tosfos of Megillah and Avdal that we shouldn't push off a Shabbos bris because the chashibus of the 13 brisin that are mentioned by Avram Avinu. We had mentioned at the top, that was mentioned at the top of our Amud Aleph. He also brings in Yisod Yeshurun Chelek Gimel, page Kavches, that there was even a concept of Bittul Onik Shabbos would be allowed to travel, quote-unquote, for a Moal on Shabbos. Finally, he saw in the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Vav, Siv Gimel dealt with this and concluded that since the Chiyuv Mila is not just on the Av, but also on the Basin and Klal Yisrael, inclusive of the Mila, of the Moal, he felt we should not push it off unless it could set a precedent for the future that people wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos to get there.